Amazon has launched a low-cost grocery delivery subscription plan in the US. According to Reuters, Amazon launched a new grocery delivery subscription on Tuesday in the US for members of its Prime program and customers who are recipients of the government food assistance benefits. The subscription plan would allow Amazon members to get unlimited grocery delivery at $9.99 per month on orders over $35 from Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, and other local grocery and specialty retailers on the platform, including Save Mart, Bartell Drugs, Rite Aid, and Pet Food Express. The service will be available in over 3,500 cities and towns across the country, and Amazon's offering also includes one-hour delivery windows at no extra cost and unlimited 30-minute pickup on orders of any size. Low-income citizens who rely on the government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to support their grocery budgets only have to pay a reduced $4.99 fee per month for the same perks and do not require a Prime membership. Chris, let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
Where does Amazon stand here with this new $10 a month grocery offering?
Yeah, I think, man, I mean, we kind of knew this was coming. We talked about this on a past show too. I don't love this. In fact, even as you're reading the press release, like the inclusion of Save Mart and Bartell Drugs and Rite Aid and Pet Food Express is that's like just trying to sound like something that you're not. It's like trying to sound like you're Instacart or DoorDash or you know, Shipt that has access to all these other retailers on their platform, which effectively you don't, because no retailer wants to do this with Amazon. You know, no one's gonna say, yeah, let me sell my goods through you. Have your service come in and get them for me. Like, that's not gonna happen. So like, I said it before, I'll say it again, and I think this is the single best advertisement in the history of advertising for Walmart Plus. It 100% is. Like, Walmart Plus is already cheaper, $98 versus $139. You get gas discounts, you get scan and go checkout. And here's the other point, which I think is funny when you read this press release. There are 5,000 Walmarts throughout the country where you can elect curbside pickup, which they're talking about is an explicit feature of this program. Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh, there's 40 Amazon Fresh stores in the United States, right? There's like, there's not, I don't even think there's 1,000 Whole Foods stores. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's not. So like, it just pales in comparison to what's being offered from the competitor here. And so net net, when I step back from all the announcements going on in grocery with Amazon here, taking this out of the delivery war game, to me, they feel absolutely lost in grocery. Like, absolutely lost. Like, without a compass lost, without an astrolabe, without a map, insert your navigational device of your choice, and that's how I feel about this. Like, I mean, I don't understand how this is competitive. You know, even if you look at the options outside of Walmart too, which I know you want to talk to, like, and you've already kind of alluded to it, like, how is this competitive to what everyone else is doing? What do you think here?
I don't think it makes sense. I mean, not that I'm like the model citizen for delivery here, but I think if I would be doing what I'm doing and what our family does, which is yes, we have a Prime membership, but I am getting much more value out of 10 extra dollars a month out of my door subscription than I am out of an Amazon grocery delivery subscription for all the reasons that we just talked about. Access to restaurants, access to delivery from Dick's Sporting Goods, from Sephora, from PetSmart, like all these other options that I can get delivery in that within that short delivery window on my terms and with other discounts that they fold in, like that's giving me more benefit actually than I think adding on to the Amazon world. And second, like I have access on this platform, especially with Grubhub, to regional grocers whose stores
Yeah, why
I
wouldn't you just go with
share price.
Grubhub over this? Like,
Right. That's
I don't get,
exactly
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
and get
That's
your grocery
exactly what
delivery
I'm
from something
saying.
else. Yeah, I don't
Yes,
know.
grocery delivery plus, because you still have all these other things that you're not currently getting access to, you know, 1 hour delivery from with the other platform. So I think, you know, the point here is like not a lot of people in the rest of the country outside of Seattle, California and Chicago, DC know what Amazon Fresh is, and a lot of people still don't feel comfortable with Whole Foods. Like they aren't regular
Right, the
Whole
Whole Foods,
Foods
yeah, I'm right,
shoppers
100%.
either. So again, it's like this partnership with Mercado makes so much more sense. Like I already go to that retailer. I know what the produce is going to look like when I get it because I've been there thousands of times. Now I just have this added convenience of getting it delivered to me. Again, plus other things with that Grubhub, DoorDash, or Uber Eats membership. So for me, this is like Amazon, you're trying, but it's not, you're not thinking about this the right way.
Yeah, and I'm gonna double down on this too. Like, I think the really cynical side of me too, if I this announcement, it kind of feels like a dupe. Like, it's kind of like, Oh yeah, you know, it doesn't cost us much money. It doesn't cost us much effort to charge people for this. We don't think that many people will probably want it ultimately, but hey, those suckers that want to pay us for it, let them pay us for it. Let them pay it. Let them pay it. Like, you know, all those, affluent Whole Foods customers that want their food delivered, just let them pay us. It's fine. You know, that's kind of how I think about this. I mean, do you agree with that? I mean,
Yeah, I do. I mean,
you
it's true.
do. Okay.
Amazon form, like, I mean,
Yeah.
they could just cut it off later. And they had only tested this in like three markets, right? And so, you know, yes, sure, it's working in those three markets,
Yeah, I
but
know that.
what's the access to and like shopper penetration in a Whole Foods in those markets compared to like Nebraska, you know, or like the Dakotas or something that, you know,
Yeah. Right. For
I don't
how
know.
experimental, air quotes, Amazon is, yes, the allusion to the experiment or the test for this was a little weak too, I think, as well. Yeah. Wow. Not like there's a lot not to love about this announcement in the end of the day.